Hey, Bill O'Reilly here. Welcome to the No Spin News for Tuesday, July 5th, 2022. Stand up for your country. Very busy day. Got a lot of stuff. We always recommend you watch and listen to the No Spin News with a pad and pen, because the facts and the stats we give you, if you are engaged with debates or discussions with people, they can come in handy. So President Biden continues to collapse, as does the stock market, and it's hurting every American, even the people who don't know it. So it is. But first, the talking points memos, anti-American stuff on the 4th of July, which, of course, was yesterday. So at the end of the program, I'll tell you what I did on the 4th of July. But I was monitoring the news cycle even as I was interacting socially with people. And predictably, the left-wing extremists took advantage of the 4th of July. It's almost like taking advantage of Christmas to put forth a negative message about the country. The first person that caught my attention was an actress named Jessica Chastain, who put out a picture of herself giving the finger to the Supreme Court. Very, very nice, Miss Chastain. She won an Oscar, you may remember, for a movie about Tammy Faye Baker. She's a very talented actress, and she's very upset about the Roe v. Wade ruling by the Supreme Court. Doesn't feel her reproductive rights are being protective and all of that. It's the usual. You know, there's no, listen, you can dissent. I dissent. I think President Biden is hurting every American, as I just said. That's dissent. And if you don't like the Roe v. Wade Supreme Court ruling, dissent. But there's a way to do it. Giving the finger to the Supreme Court might not be that way. And then we have Katy Perry, very popular pop star. I met her one time. She was very gracious when I was spoken to her. She's, again, Roe v. Wade doesn't like the ruling. Women have fewer rights than sparklers or some nonsense. And then Kim and Kourtney Kardashian. A 4th of July has been canceled due to a shortage of independent, sincerely, women. Well, you know, okay, but it's dopey. It's immature and foolish analysis. And coming from somebody like Kim and Kourtney Kardashian, who have no visible talent at all, and who have made millions of dollars off a culture that admires, I don't know what that culture admires. Maybe these are good business women. That's possible. They sell stuff. But who are they? I mean, what have they ever done? They haven't done anything that I can see. So they should be very grateful to their country that allows people who really don't have any talent to amass millions of dollars, right? Legally. And they did it legally. The Kardashians did it legally. Now, every day they put pictures of themselves out. I don't know what that's narcissism, but it's turning into cash. So, okay, I don't have any beef with that. But to say 4th of July has been canceled to a shortage of independence when you, too, have capitalized on our independence to make a fortune doing nothing, contributing nothing. And maybe that's unfair. I don't know what their fragrance is or whatever they're selling. But it just, it's a little unsettling to me. So I wrote a column about this. I hope you read it. It's called Pride in America. And it basically parallels my success in America to Michelle Obama's success. Now, I'm sure that Michelle Obama does not want to be in my column, but I was respectful to her. And I reminded everybody that on February 18th, 2008, she said this. Go.
But what we've learned over this year is that hope is making a comeback. It is making a comeback. And let me tell you something. For the first time in my adult lifetime, I'm really proud of my country. And not just because Barack has done well, but because I think people are hungry for change.
All right, so her husband, Barack Obama, did not like that comment. I know that for a fact. And Michelle Obama, you know, first time in my adult lifetime, I'm really proud of my comment. In my column on BillO'Reilly.com, I explain what she meant by that. Okay, so I hope you all read it. So summing up, 4th of July celebrates our independence, celebrates that we're the greatest country on earth, and we provide the most opportunity for the most people. Therefore, I can back up that statement because there are millions of people trying to sneak in here. Why? Because they don't think they're going to have independence as women? Jessica Chastain, Katy Perry, is that why millions of women all over the world want to come here because they think they're going to be persecuted? Like they are in Saudi Arabia and many other countries? Is that what you think? Is it? So, you know, my slogan is the spin stops here. I'm going to have to expand that to the dopiness stops here. All right, joining us now from Austin, Texas is Tim Kennedy. You may know him. He kicks people in the head, or he used to. And he has a new book out called Scars and Stripes, an unapologetically American story of fighting the Taliban, UFC warriors, and myself. It's a bestseller. And I just want to give Tim, before we start the interview, your resume so people know that you joined the Army on February 4th, 2004. All right. In 2007, you completed Ranger School. You were a sniper, among other things. You went to Iraq to fight. You went to Afghanistan to do the same thing. And then on October 16th, 2017, you retired from the U.S. Army. So number one, when you hear people on the 4th of July, famous people made a lot of money in America, say they don't have any freedom and this is a bad country, how do you react?
Almost the same way that I react with a petulant child, you know, saying something silly that they don't understand. You know, if it's dinner time and my 7-year-old is like, hey, can I have ice cream? Like, no, you can't have ice cream. You have to have dinner first. You know, it's that same level of ignorance where they don't even understand what's good for them. They don't understand how grateful they should really be that there's going to be this beautiful dinner. You know, that like I went and hunted some elk and I've prepared elk tacos and that's what we're going to have for dinner. But instead, like they want some ice cream and it's naturally harvested. It's the best food on the planet. But they just don't know. And they don't understand. And they're so ignorant that they can't even appreciate how valuable that is and how many people all over the world would rather have that. I look at them that way where I pity them to a degree. But I also smile inside because their ignorance is because we have it so good. Okay. There's a reason that this country is amazing.
Do you respect their dissent?
I think it's childish. Okay. I am proud that they have the right to, like, imagine if they were in North Korea, they were in Venezuela, they were in, I mean, even Ukraine, in Russia. If they said something like that, or they did something like that, they would be black bagged and they would disappear for the rest of their lives.
Their argument would be, Tim, that they're trying to make the country better. All right. That their dissent on the 4th of July, giving the finger to the Supreme Court, they want a message that I, Jessica Chastain or Katy Perry or whoever they are, the Kardashians, we want to make things better. Isn't it noble to want to make things better?
It is. I want to make things better too. You know, I'm in a position right now where I'm looking at this country and I'm not so happy. I'm not so thrilled about the way our country has been performing in the past, you know, year and a half. But I'm still so very proud of our country and I'm very proud of our countrymen. And while there's always room for improvement, and I don't think ever should we be comfortable in where we're at, but always strive to be better. When you're on 4th of July, disrespecting the greatest country to ever exist on this planet, you look like a child.
Okay. I don't respect the dissent that I just named because it's dissent, as you rightly pointed out, based in ignorance. So if you're going to dissent about, and I am a dissenter right now, I believe that the president of the United States, duly elected, okay, is hurting every American, and I'm dissenting. I'm not supporting that, all right? So I'd like to see him leave office, and we're going to get to Mr. Biden in a moment. However, my dissent is based on facts. It's not based on, well, I don't have any freedom, because I do have freedom. Supreme Court is actually giving me more freedom because I, as a law-abiding citizen, if I want to, can now carry a gun in New York State. So I've got more freedom while the Kardashians apparently have gotten less because of the Supreme Court. So it's all a matter of how you look at it. But if those ladies were here instead of you, Tim, how long do you think they could stand up to me in an interview format?
We both know they would never sit across from either one of us to debate freedom. They also don't and have never had the opportunity to really look or be at a place where freedom hasn't existed and people are truly persecuted.
Yeah, I don't know
I've been
that.
In Iraq.
I don't know Jessica Chastain where she's been or where she hasn't been. Now, let's get on to your book. So you have had ups and downs. Would that be all right? So you were down low. You're up high. It looks to me like you're a working class guy who decided to make a life for himself in this country. But in doing so, you put yourself at risk. And you went to Iraq and Afghanistan. You could have gotten a bullet right between the head. Why did you go to those theaters?
And the same reason that we've been discussing, because I believe in freedom. You know, it's we have something unique and special here. You know, this is Camelot. This is the light on top of the hill where everybody, we are the beacon of hope that everybody still looks to. And, you know, I've seen gays pushed off rooftops and their bodies dead on the street. You know, so when people talk about the freedoms being, you know, inched back here in the United States, it's insane and so childish and ignorant ultimately because they don't understand what it's like everywhere else. And I've been to those places and I've fought in those wars and knowing how special we have it here, I will do it to the day that I die.
Okay. So you went over to protect people who were being persecuted by Saddam Hussein, by the Taliban. That's where you went. When you were pulling the trigger as a sniper and you knew that you were going to kill a human being in your sights, what went through your mind?
Breath control, side alignment, you know, making sure I'm in a good steady firing position, making sure I have good recoil management.
So it was all technical?
Yeah, that's all making sure I'm doing the right thing. But everything that happens before that is what's important. You know, for me to decide that a human life is going to be taken, like there's a due process and there's a really important reason why we have special operations for deployed. When a Green Beret is in a position where you have a special forces sniper that's looking down on a Taliban operation, we are there for a reason. And that group specifically is targeting in horrific ways, the things that they do, they do not need to exist. Like this isn't greater good. This isn't, you know, like, hey, we're trying to, you know, find uranium or, you know, more oil in a country. We are protecting marginalized groups on the planet that are being persecuted. And we're doing that not just for America, but also for them.
Okay. Now, one of the reasons I asked for you to be a guest today is because your book, Scars and Stripes, ties in with my book, Killing the Killers. It's the same. You were on the ground. I was a historian, although I've been to Iraq and Afghanistan in those theaters. But I didn't fight. I went to try to boost the morale of the U.S. troops. But Killing the Killers explains why these people have to be eliminated. And you were the one of the people who did that. And that's why I asked and I wanted you to get there. So we appreciate it. Scars and Stripes is the book. We hope you all check it out. Tim, we'll talk again soon. And thanks for coming on.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Okay. Let's go to President Biden's schedule today. He had one thing and he awarded a Medal of Honor to four U.S. Army soldiers who fought in the Vietnam War. Certainly noble. I'm glad he did it. That's all he had in his schedule today. All right, let's get to the Biden polls. Harvard-Harris poll, fair poll, 37 Democrat, 36 Republican, 27 Independent. Should Joe Biden run for re-election? No, 71%. All right, says it all right there. 29% say yeah, okay, fine. Among the respondents, he said Biden should not run. 45% said he's bad president. 33, he's too old. 25%, I'm sorry, time for a change, which is a bad president. So if you get 70%, it coincides with the other number. So I've been telling you and telling you and telling you, I don't know. Right now, I don't think Biden's going to make his term. I'll explain that in a moment, but I don't think he's going to get the 4 years. All right. So among Hispanics voters, which is one of the groups that the Democrats desperately need, this is a civics poll, 220,000 respondents who identify themselves as Hispanic, 220,000. Do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job? Disapprove 47, approve 38. Neither approve or disapprove 15. So that is a warning shot, no doubt about it. Quinnipiac poll, I'm sorry, Monmouth poll, not Quinnipiac. Monmouth, New Jersey. Yeah, you know, so-so poll. Republican 26, Democrat 31, Independent 43. Do you approve or disapprove of Joe Biden as president? Approve 36. Record low in this poll, dropping 18 points since January 2021. Disapprove 58. So every poll says the same thing. This is a cratering of the executive branch. Very few people have any confidence in Joe Biden, and you shouldn't. He is hurting you and me. So Jeff Bezos, big liberal guy, owner of the Washington Post, he's mad at Biden, too. So on July 2nd, President Biden tweeted out, we'll put it up on the screen, you'll listen to me on the radio, quote, my message to the companies running gas stations and setting prices at the pump is simple. This is a time of war and global peril. Bring down the price you are charging at the pump to reflect the cost you are paying for the product and do it now. Okay. You know, I have a little sympathy there. I think there is some price gouging going on in the retail and wholesale gasoline industry. They always do it. But to blame them for the high prices is ridiculous. So here's Bezos. He tweets after reading Biden's. Ouch, inflation is far too important a problem for the White House to keep making statements like this. So either straight ahead misdirection or deep misunderstanding of basic market dynamics. Well, it's both, Jeff Baby. Can I call you Jeff Baby? Is that okay? It's both. It's misdirection. Obviously, we've been doing that from the beginning. Putin did everything. And Biden and his people have no understanding of economics. None. I mean, they got us into this mess. So let me expand on my statement. So about 6 months ago, I told you, well, I'm speculating, but I think it's possible that Joe Biden's not going to make his 4 years. About 6 months ago, I saw this coming. And now people in his own party, like David Axelrod, big people, are going, I don't know. Now, they can't do anything. Biden can't do anything to November. They've got to try somehow with abortion or whatever issue to stop the coming Armageddon in the midterm election. They will not be able to do that. It's all about the economy. People are being punished. They're not going to vote for the Democrats. Republicans are going to come in. I believe they'll take both houses. Okay? Could be wrong about the Senate. It's a lock. They'll take the House. Bye-bye Nancy Pelosi. She's marginalized. A lot of things will happen after the midterms. Anyway. Biden's got to stay where he is in the faint hope that the Democrats can make a comeback in time for November. After they get waxed, then what does Biden do? He's not going to get any legislation through in his final 2 years in office. Nothing. All right. Executive orders are going to be challenged. Every time he signs something, it'll be in federal court the next day. All of the committees in the House and most likely the Senate will then be ginning up investigations of his son, Hunter Biden. That's where they're going to go. It's going to be revenge for January 6th. Republicans say, all right, you do it to us. We're going to do it to you. So Biden's going to get dragged into Hunter Biden. That's going to be big. Media will suppress it, but you can't suppress that kind of a thing. All right. So then the Democrats are going to go, holy, you know what? We're going to be doomed in the 24 presidential sweepstakes. And by the way, the Democrats desperately want Trump to run because they figure that's the only chance they have because a lot of people still hate Trump. So anyway, Biden's sitting there for 2 years. They got to get him out of there. Now, yes, Kamala Harris becomes the president if Biden resigns because of health reasons. That's how it would go down. Health reasons. Okay. I have to resign. You know how it goes. By the way, I found out something over the weekend pretty interesting, and I believe it's true. The Secret Service has now told Joe Biden he cannot ride a bicycle ever again while he's president. I believe that's true. Anyway, so keep your eye on it. Could be wrong. I'd say 30 to 35% of a chance of this. And there you go. Now, one of the reasons that Joe Biden is despised by the opposition is because he does stuff like this. So on Thursday, July 7th, there is a Presidential Medal of Freedom ceremony at the White House. What is the Presidential Medal of Freedom? Well, it's the nation's highest civilian honor presented to individuals who have made exemplary contributions to the prosperity, values, or security of the United States, world peace, or other significant societal, public, or private endeavors. So you got to be a positive person who's doing really good things in this world to get a presidential medal, according to this. Well, Denzel Washington is nominated. I'm on board for Denzel. Okay, then there you also have Steve Jobs, the late Apple founder. I don't know about Steve, but he certainly made, you know, changed everybody's life with the iPhone. Okay, and Megan Rapinoe. Megan Rapinoe? She's an American hater. She hates this country. Roll the tape.
To have the entirety of the U.S. government say to people's faces, say to women's faces, we do not care. We are going to force our belief system, which is deeply rooted in a white supremacist patriarchal Christianity, we are going to force that upon you.
This is what's getting the Medal of Freedom? Joe Biden thinks that's great? Lying about our country? Just lying. And we do not live in a white supremacist, patriarchal, Christian country. Quite the opposite. Quite the opposite. The Biden administration is imposing equity on this country. To remind you, equity means certain groups get privileges, and the whites are not in those groups. Number two, this is an extremely secular society. Now, Rapinoe, I could have used 10 soundbites where she badmouths her country all over the world. And she's getting a Presidential Medal of Freedom from Biden. I don't even think Biden knows who she is. Some far-left loon on the White House staff said, oh, yeah, let's give one to Rapinoe, I'll sign this, and he did. Maybe I'm wrong, maybe he knows, but either way, it's frightening. Absolutely frightening. The woman is a moron. She's a propagandist. That's why moderate and conservative Americans despise Joe Biden. All right, let's go to violence in America. The worst thing about this country right now is the violence in it. I'll repeat it. The worst thing about the United States right now is the violence in this country. New York City, over the weekend, 21 shot, 3 killed. Chicago, 71 shot, 8 killed. Philadelphia, 37 shot, 9 killed. Houston, 5-year-old girl shot dead. 8-year-old boy shot dead in a car. Two suspects, African-American, according to Houston police. No arrests or suspect IDs, nothing like that. All right. This happened in the North Borough neighborhood of Houston, which is African-American. Gangs all over the place. And a 5-year-old girl, 8-year-old boy dead. Okay. Then we go to the loon in Highland Park, Illinois. So this guy shoots and kills 6 people, wounds 31 others, all participating in a 4th of July parade in the suburb of Chicago. Robert Cremo III, known as Awake the Rapper, 22 years old, gets a high-powered rifle, goes up on a roof, opens fire on a parade, 6 dead, 31 hurt. He's a loon. And everybody knows it because they went back and read his social media things and they're all full of violence and crazy stuff. And, you know, this is it. This is it. So J.B. Pritzker, the worst governor in America, immediately seizes on this. And here's what he says.
Well, we continue to allow this to happen. While we celebrate the 4th of July just once a year, mass shootings have become our weekly, yes, weekly, American tradition. There are going to be people who say that today is not the day, that now is not the time to talk about guns. I'm telling you, there is no better day and no better time than right here.
So I'm going to address JB personally, like JB was here in the room with me. All right. So JB, you say mass shootings have become our weekly American tradition. It's a daily tradition in Chicago, JB. It's every day in the biggest city in Illinois, your state. Okay? You're talking about guns. I'm talking about people shot dead by drug gangs in Chicago on your watch. You've done nothing. Nothing. Thousands of people are dead because of you, JB. Not some law-abiding person who has a license to carry a gun. This loon in Highland Park is a despicable, I'm not even going to say the word that's on my mind. But you, JB, are not going to stop loons, and you won't stop crime, drug gangs, because they're minority gangs. That's why you won't stop them, you phony. You aid and abet this murder in Chicago every blanking day. You! Don't be sanctimonious with me. All right, in Denmark, you can't have a gun. All right, you gotta go through 80,000 hoops to get a gun. Over the weekend, July 3rd, Sunday, a loon goes in and kills three people in a shopping mall. All right, in June, in Norway, where you can't get a gun, another loon goes in and kills two people. All right, this one they got, Norwegian-Iranian Zaniar Matapur, who doesn't like gays. All right, that's Norway on Sunday in Denmark. You can't get guns there. Okay? So stop, you phony progressive politicians. Stop the criminal drug gangs. Stop them.
Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532.
Some good news. There was another loon, Rodolfo Aceves, 19, was planning on shooting up a Amazon plant in San Antonio. They got him. Somebody tipped them off that this guy was planning this. They got him. Defund the police. Yeah, let's defund the police, right? That's smart. Okay, so in 2020, the latest FBI stats we have, authorities in the USA were able to solve only 54% of total murder cases. Half. So half of the murders, whoever did it, got away with it. Because the cops say, we don't have enough resources. We don't have enough people. We don't have enough anything. Half. So if you want to kill somebody in America, you got a 50% chance of getting away with it. That is the highest number ever recorded by the FBI. This is all under progressive Democrats. all the states that have this horror, with the exception of Texas, are run by progressive Democrats. Akron, Ohio. 25-year-old Jalen Walker, gunned down by police, shot dead in a hail of gunfire. All right, there are demonstrations. He's an African-American, no record, not a gang member. So this is according to the Akron police chief, Steve Milet. So Jalen was in a car. Police wanted to pull him over at 12:30 a.m. on June 27th in Ohio's North Hill neighborhood, Akron's North Hill neighborhood. Okay. Jalen would Walker wouldn't stop the car, led the police on a brief chase. The police were photographing this and saw a muzzle flash. Jalen got out of the car, ran away. Cops shot him dead. The police chief says there was a gun in the car. I don't know whether that's true. They should be able to show us that gun, right? This happened on June 27th. So if you're saying there was a gun, footage captured a handgun with a separate loaded magazine, let's see it, right? We haven't seen it. So anyway, this stuff happens. And if the cops shot an unarmed guy who didn't do anything, those cops have got to be held accountable in a court of law or an inquiry by the Ohio State Police. We're going to afford those police officers due process. But let's see the gun. Airline chaos. So tomorrow we'll have the July 4th tragedy. We want to get all the stats. But from May 1st to June 28th, here are the worst airlines in the USA. These are the biggest airlines, and I'm going to rank them according to inefficiency. Worst, JetBlue. What a shock, right? Okay, JetBlue, 32% of flights delayed. Second, Southwest Airlines, 27% delayed. American Airlines, 25. United Airlines, 23. Delta, 19. Yeah, JetBlue, you got a 1 in 3 chance of not getting where you want to go in a responsible time period. I'm still waiting for my refund. I asked, formally asked JetBlue to refund my money going to Turks and Caicos on April 1st because they were 5 hours late. I'm waiting. I didn't get anything. Didn't get a we're looking into it. Didn't get a no. Didn't get a yes. No. Cannabis. Pot. Oh, yeah. Let's all smoke pot, right? So a study out of Ontario, Canada says if you smoke pot on a regular basis, you are 22% more likely to go to the hospital emergency room than people who don't smoke pot. But that's not the headline. Here's the headline. In 2014, Colorado is the first state to legalize recreational use of pot. Okay, Mile High City, you got it. So since that time, traffic deaths in which drivers tested positive for marijuana up 109%. Way to go, Colorado. Hey, Denver, you got that tax money coming in, right? 109% up. It's just staggering. This day in history, July 5th, 1996. World's first live cloned mammal, Dolly, is born. Let's see Dolly. Okay, you guys listen on the radio. I'll describe her. Dolly is a sheep. Looks a little perplexed in this picture. So Dolly was born from a somatic cell, another sheep, and they reproduced it in a lab, and then Dolly popped up. Now, the average sheep in Scotland, where Dolly was born, lives to be 12 years. Dolly only made 6. And had a horrendous health resume. It was not a happy sheep, did not have a happy life. But she was successfully cloned, and other mammals since then have been cloned, including pigs, deer, horses, and bulls. Okay? So they're able to do that. We're able to make animals out of nothing. How about humans? This is why we're doing this story. Remember, 26 years ago today, July 5th, 1996, first clone animal. Okay. So in the United States, there is no federal law against cloning human beings. No, you can do it. States, though, number of states have laws against it. There is cloning going on here in the United States by scientists trying to get stem cells that can fight Alzheimer's, diabetes, spinal cord injuries, on and on and on and on. That's worthy. Obviously, it's worthy. You mean, you don't find a cure for cancer on a clone basis, okay. But cloning of human beings is coming. Mary Shelley. You guys remember Mary Shelley? Come on. Mary Shelley. She wrote Frankenstein. Same thing. What's going on? All right. A lot of mail over the weekend. And then I will tell you what we did on the 4th of July. I think you'll be interested to hear it as the No Spin News continues.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
Okay, we are back with the mail. If you want to reach me, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, name and town, if you wish to opine. The only people we use without a name in town are the message board people. So if you're a premium member on BillO'Reilly.com, you go to the message board. You can interact with hundreds of thousands of people all over the world who have different opinions of what I say. It's fun. It's one of the perks of being a BillO'Reilly.com premium member. All right, so we'll get to Steven. He's a concierge member. See if he gets direct access to me. You got a problem in your life, something going on, you tell me. I'll try to help you. That's concierge membership. From a friend north of the border, this is Stephen. A happy birthday to my American friends. You have much to be thankful for and proud of. You know, most Canadians are like you, Stephen. Not the Trudeau crowd, but I really appreciate that. Thomas, as a Vietnam vet who has seen many countries, I was able to see our quality of life compared to that of others. To those people who think the USA is so bad, let them do some traveling, which would open their eyes. And let them think twice about bad-mouthing America. Good message. Janet, since November 2020, I haven't been very happy in America, but I'm still proud to be an American and always will be. Good, Janet. I like that sentiment. I'm not real happy about the State of the Union right now either. There's so much corruption in my own industry, the media. Never before have we seen this much media corruption, ever. Horrible. Robert Schaefer, Copeg, New York, on Long Island. Any thoughts on the New York Times report stating Trump is going to announce he's going to run early? Have you confirmed that? I have not. I haven't talked to the former president. I may talk to him coming up. His schedule and my schedule are really busy. He's out in Jersey now playing golf, and I'm working on Long Island. But, you know, would I be surprised if he announces? No. You've got to do something to blunt the January 6th committee, but I don't know. Steve Friello, Rocky Point, New York. Does Lee Zeldin have any chance of defeating Kathy Hochul for governor of New York? He has a 25% chance. Zeldin is the Republican nominee, congressman from Long Island, up against Hochul, took over from Cuomo. 2-1 registration, Democrat to Republican in New York. New York is a disaster. The whole state, city is. And every other part of it. Hochul is incompetent, a far-left ideologue, has no business serving in any office. But 2-1, Zeldin's going to have to really, you know, so I'd say about a 25% chance. Darlene asks, hey, Bill, you mentioned in recent broadcasts you wouldn't travel internationally to some countries. What are those countries? Mexico, Nicaragua, Lebanon, a number of Central African countries, and Afghanistan. There are others. I mean, I'm not going to Central America in general anytime soon. Alan Schmidt, Reno, Nevada. Great column, Bill. Thank you for your service. You're welcome. Again, me and Michelle Obama have something in common. That is the column on BillO'Reilly.com. Dale Butler, Denison, Texas. I'm a veterinarian, and your comments about you and Holly the Terror Dog and the lack of leash laws in your area is something veterinarians and animal control officers deal with every day. Once I was jogging and was chased down by a boxer. You imagine if I'd been a child. Ask an ER physician how many dog bite cases they see. Absolutely. Absolutely. Justin Buckler, Lakeway, Texas. I started killing Lincoln a few days ago on audio. You recorded the whole thing, Bill. I did. I recorded, I think, the first half of the killing series because I had time then to do it. I do not have time now. But the audio is super. Robert Petikoff, I think, does it. Great. Great. You're driving around this summer and get that audio, pop it right in there, killing the killers. Okay. If you missed out, you can't get Killing the Mob free. That ended last night. But you can buy Killing the Killers as a great summer read and Killing the Mob to back it up. You'll like them both. Okay? Word of the day, a positive word. We want you to be perspicacious. 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 All right, back with the 4th of July here in a moment.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
So let's get to the 4th of July. On Eastern Long Island, we had a fabulous time with a fabulous fireworks display. Go. Okay, so how did Holly the Terror Dog react to that? Well, let's throw that picture on up there. You on radio. You're watching Holly watch the fireworks from my backyard. There she is, the Terror Dog. Little barking in the beginning, but settled on in. Holly the Terror Dog's very patriotic corgi. She understands that she is in the best country in the world. If she's back home in Wales, she'd be outside in the rain all day. Anyway, I hope you had a good 4th. Thank you for watching and listening to the No Spin News, and we'll see you again tomorrow.